Sam, I think you can resume and we'll resume as long as I can keep a quorum.
Thank you, Chair. I won't be much more. We've kind of already alluded to this task gate, and really what it is just an opportunity for us as the group to really reach out and give feedback to the legislature, really, as to what needs to be considered in this process. If we can even do things from these recommendations as to what we can do to find funding for these communities, where would that funding come from, recommendations at you know, the different levels of the state to better improve the process here, or even make, you know, like I said, this last bullet here talks about just what would we do differently, perhaps, so we can make some of these recommendations, some of the things to, so I think we'll have some good conversations as we get further into this. What we'll do on our end is put together some ideas and present that to the group moving forward, and then we can start kicking the ball around and see what fits and what does not fit as far as recommendations. And we'll have some, hopefully we have some more conversations like we did about the emergency need with this task. And the next couple of slides just really show some examples of things that could be considered. These are not necessarily what we're recommending for this one, but just some thoughts from a legislative standpoint, you know, some things to think about, you know, looking at communities being able to get their own drainage utility fees, waivers on some of these FMEs, FMSs, FMPs, but different things like that from the administrative side. And go to the next slide, you know, assisting some of these jurisdictions to get apply for funding. You know, some of them just have a challenge getting that together. Looking at funding for new floodplain maps. I mean, we've talked about that. There's just a lot of data we've pulled that is available, but not all of it is consistent in how it's developed or in its detail. And so there's different levels of it, not necessarily a bad thing, but we've all agreed that the better detail we have, the better we can hopefully respond and understand what the risks are and be able to respond to them. So things that we could consider on that end. And finally, from a regulatory standpoint, just looking at specific things on the next slide that we could potentially consider from, you know, levee safety or even looking at certain requirements. Ultimately, we want requirements for the 100-year in the region. Ultimately, we're going to tie those back to our practices that we recommended and goals that we have set in task three, which will be something that we'll be bringing the chapter to you for, even though we've already approved those, but getting the text in front of you. So as we go through this, we can come back and revisit this task eight and figure out what is it that we want to recommend forward. So that's all I have on that. My last slide is just our looking ahead as to what we're gonna be doing over the next couple of months. I want to get to you chapter three, which is our goals and practices that we recommended. I'll get that in front of you here in the next few weeks. And then as we meet again, we'll be talking once more about task five and update, and as well as the other tasks, and diving in deeper a little bit into task eight. And then hopefully in April, we'll get in front of you chapter two, which is the big one, which is, we talked about some of that today, which is the existing and future flood risk, getting the actual narrative in front of you to review. And also chapter four, which is the big effort that we were going through to submit that memo back in January. So that is what I have for you. The public meetings will be coming up as well, so keep that in mind. And Chair, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam. Absolutely great updates. Looks like we have enough coming up in March and April. We may all want to plan to stay through till 1 o'clock or so. For our next couple of meetings. Sujith.
Thank you, Chair. I think, Sam, on the legislative stuff, can we offer suggestions on what are the items got to be added? You know, one, I would like to see if possible a statewide or a regional flood insurance pool or something. You know, if they want to consider it, that's something got to be thrown. And also for maintenance operations of any levees or counties, if they want to pull in their resources right there. Thank you.
Thank you, Sujeeth, and thank you, Sam, and your staff for everything you've done for us today. Pam, you had mentioned that there was potentially a person from Corello wanting to talk to us about Region G. I don't know whether we still have.
Is Tony, are you still on here? I'm sorry.
I'm on, yes.
Excellent.
I just Welcome. Wanted to reach out and let you guys know that we're aware of your activities and are available to support you guys as you are progressing through your process and however you see fit.
Well, I truly do appreciate it. Actually, we're very interested in what you have going on as well. I actually came up here yesterday as well to attend your meeting, and unfortunately the weather kind of stopped that, but I do plan to attend Region G meetings as well to be there for you guys as well. So yes, come on back anytime. We'd love to hear from you.
Appreciate you.